Australia has announced wide-ranging reforms to crack down on hate speech and anti-Semitism. The Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, vowed to fight what he called an evil scourge with new powers for the Home Affairs Minister to cancel or reject visas, plus a special task force.
Anyone in this position would regret not doing more in any inadequacies which are there. What we need to do is to move forward. We are taking action. We have taken action.
And the government wants these changes to legislation, an aggravated hate speech offence for preachers and leaders who promote violence, higher penalties for hate speech promoting violence, making hate an aggravating factor in sentencing crimes for online threats and harassment, and listing organisations whose leaders engage in hate speech.
We stand, I think, at a very important moment, not only for our community, but for fighting anti-Semitism around the world.
Today we're announcing that we're shifting the threshold. We have no time for organisations where their mission is to hate Australia and to hate fellow Australians.
Meantime, Bondi Beach reopened after Sunday's terror attack that killed 16, including a gunman. And the terror attack's lone surviving suspect, Naveed Akram, remains in hospital under police guard. Social media footage here, broadcast by ABC Australia, is said to show Naveed on a bridge overlooking Bondi Beach. He faces 59 charges, including for murder. And his father, Sajid, was shot dead by police. Police are investigating the duo's travel to the Philippines, where they reportedly spent a month in the southern region. The Philippine government's denied the duo received military training in its country. And with us right now is Jack Board, live from Sydney's Bondi Beach. Hello there, Jack. The Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, projecting an image of an Australia that's unified against hate and anti-Semitism. How have these announcements been received?
Hi, Yasmin. This sweeping legislative package announced by the Prime Minister is only fresh, but it is expected to be very well received, particularly by the Australian Jewish community, which has been demanding urgent and expedited controls to try and crack down on hate speech and rising anti-Semitism. We heard Prime Minister Anthony Albanese say that there has been a noted rise in these types of hate speech, particularly since October 2023. These new laws have been directed by the National Envoy to combat anti-Semitism. It's described as a major escalation in the powers that the federal government will have from now on to tackle a whole range of different types of anti-Semitism, racial vilification, and hate speech that could occur throughout this country. It's going to be targeting the likes of radical preachers. It will be stopping certain individuals from entering Australia or cancelling the visas of those who are already here. The government has been under concerted pressure to do more on this front. There have been warnings for months from the Jewish community that there has been this rise of fear in the community. They have felt vulnerable. And as we saw on Sunday, they were targeted in this attack. So the government had already introduced new hate crime laws in Parliament this year. Many critics of that say that didn't go far enough. And now we're seeing the government urgently ramp up its ability to prosecute those who are spreading hate speech in this country.
All right. And Jack, we also know that Bondi Beach has reopened. So talk us through the mood where you are at the beach this afternoon.
Slowly, Bondi is starting to return to normal, albeit in a very subdued manner. Just a short time ago, police did open up the cordons that have been around the crime scene. This whole area has been locked off since the attack on Sunday as a forensic investigation was underway. Now we're starting to see the public come back to the very spot where 15 people were killed on Sunday. Behind me, you might see the footbridge where some of that shocking footage of two gunmen taking refuge and shooting down on the crowd who were here to celebrate the beginning of Hanukkah on Sunday afternoon here in Bondi. So people walking around quietly, solemnly, reflecting on what occurred here. definitely still an emotional situation. I spoke with one local resident who came down today to pay her respects, Matilda Rapke. She told me she doesn't want to set foot on that bridge ever again. Have a listen to what she had to say.
There's a huge sense of eeriness, and with the love over there by the flowers and the notes and the solidarity, you know, it's a shame that it takes something so awful and devastating to, you know, show so much love and community here. And it's something we'll never forget. Like I touched on, I don't know how people are, you know, entering there, and, you know, I think there'll be a constant reminder of the solace and the sadness and the, I guess, the innocent lives that were taken by the Jewish community.
The story of another Matilda has taken root today. The funeral has been held for the youngest victim of Sunday's attack, 10-year-old girl Matilda. We've been down here at the beach while her parents made a very emotional and teary small address to some of the mourners at the flower vigil at Bondi Pavilion. They spoke of their little girls, the spark that she provided in their life, their story of emigrating from Ukraine, settling here. She was born here, was given a very Australian name. She's been farewelled today as the funerals for the 15 people killed started to take place since yesterday.
Thank you so much, Jack. I remember her father in that speech saying, remember her name, remember her. Jack Board, appreciate your report live from Bondi Beach in Sydney, Australia.